We are so excited about Santa Slam 2018, Bozzy.
I just had to let you know you're mine.
Gonna be at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum on Sunday, December 9th. Also gonna be there, Migos. And Bryce Vine. You're the next Joe
Berry. Yes, honey.
And there's still more acts to be announced, but this is going to be an amazing show. And right now, we are also qualifying you for a chance to see the Chainsmokers in Vegas.
Doesn't get more epic than that.
No, and the Chainsmokers were at Santa Slam 2 years ago. So a little alumni right there. And if you want tickets to Santa Slam, go to RadioNowIndy.com. Let's get some contestants to play catchphrase, picking a team, Joe or Alex. We'll start out with Elizabeth. Do you want to man team Joe or team Alex, Elizabeth?
I'm going to go with team Alex.
All right, Elizabeth.
My middle name is Elizabeth, fun fact.
Oh, okay.
Best name ever.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, hey, whatever. Didn't make me. And Allie, in my opinion, the best name. You're on team Joe. Yeah, all right. Let's go over the rules before we begin the game, and this is what we do. We have until the buzzer goes off. You have to say the word exactly as it's written on the paper. We can pass, but only one time. Be careful by using that pass. You could get stuck. Whoever has the most word right at the end, in the event of a tie, Liv the Web Girl will explain how the rules work. Is everybody ready to play?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Alex, would you like to go first or second today for catchphrase?
I'll go second.
Oh, of course you will. Put all the pressure on me and Allie. It's okay. We've been known to survive. Are you ready, Allie?
I think so. No, I know so.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes you got to hype yourself up.
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Catchphrase in 3, 2, 1, go. Not even, but what? Like for numbers, there's an
odd.
Yep. Okay. You use this to build a house with cement. You just stack them on top of each other. Keep on
correct.
Using. Yep. Okay. You know, in a house, when stuff starts to pile up, you can like use your finger to swipe it. It's really dirty. It's nasty.
And
it's
dust.
Well, what would that be if it's something like
dusty?
Yep. Okay. Lewis and Clark, they used to do what in America? Like when they were discovering everything, they were what?
Traveling.
But if you're
walking.
Discovering new things.
Oh, God.
Skip. It's a game that kids play with these little round things, and you shoot them into each other. Like, what is that? It's like, it was in Peter Pan. What is that object called? It's a type of
paintball,
floor.
Paintball.
No. It's a type of flooring.
Pass.
We can't pass. We already passed on explore.
Okay.
That word I was looking for was marble. I don't know if I could have gave a better clue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably countertops.
No, marble. What?
Yeah, well,
you said like marble floor. Oh God, yeah.
I did say floor.
You did.
You said a game.
I said Peter Pan. They played marbles.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, who knows that?
But just because you guys are uninformed about a lot of things in the world doesn't mean that nobody else knows
well,
about
you
it.
You and Allie got 3, so Alex and Elizabeth just have to get more than 3 to win.
Man, it sounded like they got a lot more than that.
It felt like it.
All right,
it must have been because my clues were so amazing.
Am I on the bottom then?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on the bottom.
All right.
In 3.
That's what she said.
2. 1, go.
Okay, so this is a type of fruit, and it's red.
An apple.
It's plural, and it's not an apple.
Grape.
No, it's red. It's got little tiny, it's got green leaves
cherry.
On the top.
Cherries?
Yeah, it's a type of ice cream flavor.
Pistachio?
No, it's what? Red! It's red. Skip. Okay, the opposite of wet.
Dry.
Some people don't like to eat things because of the weird feeling it has. Like
texture?
Yes. Whenever somebody tells you like how much something costs, that's called the
expensive. The cost. The price.
Another word. How much something is.
The price. The cost. The.
We can't skip. Like everything. It was amount. I didn't know how to say that. And the fruit is strawberries.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That one was easy. But amount was hard. I didn't know how to do amount. But strawberries, I felt like that was easy. Oh, sorry.
So, Allie and Joe win.
Yeah.
Thank
Thank you so much, Joe. Woo.
Woo-woo. Elizabeth, you have yourself a good day.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I would have won those tickets for you, Elizabeth, but you picked Alex. Hey, it happens.
Dang it.
Come on, Allie. I want to hear you sing this. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
There you go.
Walk it like I talk it.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. Who are you excited to see? Because we got Migos, we got Bozzy. That's going to be awesome. And Bryce Vine.
Honestly, Migos.
Oh, yeah.
More are going to be announced, by the way.
And I'm looking to bring one of my amigos.
Yeah!
Hey. I think you just spoke Spanish there, and I'm cool with that. All right, cool. Allie, hang on the line, and Senorita, we gonna hook you up. By the way, too, you're also qualified for a chance to see the Chainsmokers in Vegas at XS at Encore November 17th. We'll fly out there if you're our grand prize winner. Tickets available at RadioNowIndy.com. You can win again at 11, 3, and 5 p.m.